could have found a way to play better, especially toward the end, but we didn't. And we have to move on from this and get better.
The fumble in the second quarter seemed to change the game momentum a lot. Did you see it that way?
Right. The turnovers were the big key in the second quarter. You know, we were playing, I thought, really good defense. They weren't really doing too much offensively. We set them up in two scoring situations, and you put those guys in that part of the field, you know, enough, they're going to have a chance to make some big plays on you. Turnovers and big plays are probably the biggest thing in the game, obviously.
John, I know you haven't really broken down any film, of course, of the game. Allowing six touchdown passes, was it more Ben being in the zone? Did you see lapses in the second? What do you think?
Yeah, I really don't have the answer right now for you. Just walked off the field, so we'll take a look at it.
In terms of the secondary, reconfigured a little bit. Did you think in the beginning that was starting to give you guys a boost and just a little bit of confidence in
the I'm not real clear on what you're asking.
We have Will Hill start for the guys and start on the nickel to get on the left.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played pretty well for a while, but we gave up big plays toward the end, so I just have to take a look at those and see what happened on those specific plays. You know, I've got some of them in my mind I can remember and some of them I can't right now.
The game obviously got really chippy there. How much do you think penalties hurt you guys tonight?
I don't know. I'll have to look at it. I'm not sure specifically, you know, where they hurt us or whatever, but we don't want that many penalties.
Were you concerned about the composure in the game?
I think after the whistle, you got to walk away. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on, and that stuff you got to walk away from. I mean, they push you or whatever, you just got to walk away from it. What else? Got to be more than that.
Seemed like the big play might have been that touchdown pass right before the half. Even with all the turnovers, it was a close game. I mean, one score game. So that seemed like it was a backbreaker. It might have been that.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it that. Yeah. You know, there's still a lot of football to be played after that. We felt like we could get back in the game in the second half, but we didn't make enough plays. You know, we didn't do enough. Obviously, they made plenty of plays, and we didn't make plays. I mean, if it boils down to anything, that's what it boils down to. They put up a lot of numbers because they made plays. They made throws and catches and made people miss, and we really weren't able to do that tonight too much.
Early in the game, you guys had them pinned, had a lot of field position. Do you feel like maybe you didn't take advantage earlier, maybe you could take more advantage before things started going the other way?
Yeah, I mean, early in the game, we had a chance to put up some more points than we did, and that would have been obviously would have been big for us. You know, we had a good first quarter. And then we turned it over in the second quarter, and it kind of got away from us after that.
Was it something they were doing in particular with the rush on Joe? It seemed like Joe was getting hit an awful lot.
They were blitzing us. You know, we had sometimes we got beat one-on-one a few times, and other times, you know, we might have gotten a hot throw out and we didn't get it out. But they did a great job of rushing the passer. I thought the 92 looked really good. 93 looked good. So we've just got to do a better job with our pass protection. We've got to do a better job of making them pay when they blitz us. You know, that's something you just have to do. And when they come after you, you've got to get the ball in somebody's hands and you got to make a play and talk them out of that. And we didn't do enough to discourage that at all, really at any point in time during the game.
John, what was kind of not exact message, but what was kind of your message to your team? Second straight loss, you know, a tough loss here against a rival.
Yeah, that's kind of between me and the team. You know, we talked about the things that needed to talk about with them, and we'll bounce back. I mean, the NFL season is long for a reason. And you can look back on every season, and history will prove that, you know, you can get knocked, you can get blown out and bounce back. And we've done it before. Plenty of other teams have done it before. Teams have done it this year in the National Football League. You know, that's what we've got to do. You know, two tough losses on the road. We played a lot of games on the road here. But we've got to focus on next week. We've got to make sure we take care of business going forward. There's still 7 games left in the season. It's a lot of opportunities to win football games. And that's what our focus has to be on. So, you know, you look back at this game to the extent that you try to get better. You know, we've got to improve. That was true a month ago. And every week, you know, it's been true throughout the course of the season. We've got to continue to get better and improve as a football team. And if we do that, then we'll be okay.